Hello children, today we'll learn about obedience. Looking at the way this big world is functioning, a question arises in the mind. How? In this universe, there is an invisible connection between human beings, animals, birds and nature. It's a very miracle of nature. The simple miracle is that one says, the other obeys. By maintaining a steady state of mind through obedience and by accepting the other's point of views, things function smoothly. The practice of following the requests, the informations or the messages is known as obeying orders. Obedience is a very good quality. Being obedient means following whatever one's elders, our parents, teachers, seniors say. Do you know why, children, one should be obedient? Because by being obedient, there are many benefits. First of all, you obtain the blessings of elders. There is happiness in the heart. Obedient children are loved by everyone. All praise them. They progress in life. Good fortune will always favor them. Other qualities soon follow. By being obedient, one's good deeds get accumulated. Come, let's understand the virtue of obedience through story. There was a child by the name of John. He used to sleep with his grandmother. She used to tell him stories of fairies, of heaven, etc. One day, the child was adamant that he should be shown heaven. His grandmother replied, "Son, heaven cannot be seen like that. For that, you have to do a lot of good deeds." The child was innocent and did not understand. He started crying and went to sleep sobbing. In his sleep, a holy man appeared who said, "John, indeed, heaven can only be seen by doing good deeds. Here, take this box. Whenever you do a good deed, a rupee coin will appear in return. When this box is full of coins, soon John, indeed, heaven can only be seen by good deeds. Here, take this box. Whenever you do a good deed, A penny will appear in return. John, indeed, heaven can only be seen by doing good deeds. Here, take this box. Whenever you do a good deed, a penny will appear in return. When this box is full of pennies, then you will see heaven." John inquired as to how he could do good deeds. The holy man explained, "Obeying elders, helping others, doing service are all good deeds." Everything was now clear to John. In fact, as soon as he woke up, he saw a pretty box next to his pillow. He was very happy. He thought to himself, "Let me do some good deeds all day long and see whether any pennies would appear in the box or not." When his grandmother requested him to get some medicine from the shop, he went with great happiness. When he returned, he went to see in the box and he was very happy to see a shining penny in it. His mother gave him an orange. When he went to meet one of his friends who was poor and not keeping well, he gave him that orange. When he returned, he found two shining pennies in the box. Children, why were the two coins in return for his good deeds? He had given his share to his friend. Next day, he went to school. After school, all the children were going home. There was an old man standing on the street, waiting for someone to help him cross it. All the children passed by ignoring him. John too had the urge to ignore him and pass by him, since he was feeling very hungry. That is when he saw his teacher coming behind. He thought to himself, "If I help this old man across, the teacher will praise me." He helped the old man cross the road, and indeed, his teacher praised him. When he reached home, he did not find any additional pennies. He was quite disappointed that no coin had appeared, even though he had done a good deed. Okay, children, can you tell me why no fresh coin appeared? Yes, while sleeping, the holy man again appeared and told him that you did a good deed for show and not from your heart. Now John understood that service should be selfless, without selfish motives and from the heart. Slowly, his box started filling up. One day, he slapped his younger brother. Running, he went to the box and found that a few pennies had disappeared. He made a firm resolution that henceforth he would not repeat it. One day, his mother asked him to fetch some milk from the bazaar. One day, his mother asked him to fetch some milk from the market. One day, his mother asked him to fetch some milk from the market. He replied that he was playing and would get it later. However, he forgot. At night, when he went to look in the box, he found that one penny had flown away. He realized that he had to be obedient or else the box would not fill up. Thereafter, he did not commit any mistake, took great care, and slowly his box began filling up. One day, when it was completely full, he took it and went for a stroll along the river bank. There he saw an old unhappy man. On asking him the reason for his unhappiness, he said, "Child, just like you are having this box, I too had a similar box. I too had filled it by doing good deeds. Today, while bathing in the river, it fell down. Now I am old. How will I fill a new box?" John replied. Do you know what did he reply? "Please take my box," John said. "Please take my box. I am still a child. I will fill up another box like this." The old man was the same holy man who had appeared in his dreams. Taking the box from the child, he moved his hand over the child's eyes. John then began to see heaven with its beautiful big places. John then began to see heaven with its beautiful big palaces, lovely gardens, deities and fairies. He roamed about a lot, enjoyed himself, and was very happy that he wished. Had been fulfilled. So now you see, children, what a wonderful box John had. Do you have such a wonderful box? Yes? Yes, every one of us had such a box. Do you know where this box is? It is above, with God. Whenever we do a good deed, one penny is deposited in it, and any bad deed done means one is removed from it. Now we have to keep on filling this box. Each of you will fill your boxes with your own good deeds. When it is filled, you will get whatever you desire. Now come, let's see. Whom should we obey? Obeying parents and elders. Points to be borne in the mind. First of all, do exactly what is told. And secondly, do it at once. And then comes obeying teachers. And finally, obeying God. All you children do obey to your parents and elders, don't you? The first point to remember is that do exactly what is told in the best possible manner. If you carry out the task half-heartedly, without willingness, in a superficial manner, then it is not obedience. For example, if you have been allotted the task of cleaning and you know not, for example, if you have been allotted the task of cleaning and you do not clean plop, for example, if you have been allotted the task of cleaning and you do not clean properly, then this is not obedience. Secondly, when we are asked to do something, then we should do it at once. No excuses like, "Mummy, I will not do it now." No excuses like, "Mummy, I will do it in a while after finishing." No excuses like, "Mummy, I will do it in a while after finish playing." No excuses like, "Mummy, I will do it in a while after I finish playing or after seeing this cartoon." No. Else your account of good deeds will not get added. You should always reply, "Oh yes, I will do it immediately." Secondly, when we are asked to do some... Secondly, when we are asked... Secondly, when we are asked to do something, then we should do it at once. No excuses like, "Mummy, I will do it in a while after I finish playing or after seeing the serial." No excuses like, "Mummy, I will do it in a while after finishing..."
While ke baad break aayega, after finishing this play or cartoon. While ke baad break aayega, idhar kaam aata.
While after, eh? While after finish playing or after seeing this cartoon. No excuses like, "Mummy, I will do it in a while after finish playing or after seeing this cartoon." No. Else your account of good deeds will not get added. You should always reply, "Oh yes, I will do it immediately." Obeying the teachers is very essential since we earn their blessings, which help us to progress. The most important instruction to be followed is which most students often make excuses, is doing one's homework. Students who do their homework every day develop the habit of doing so and find that studying is very easy. At the same time, by being obedient to the teacher, they get special blessings from him.
आपको एडिटिंग बहुत करना होगा, है ना? कोई बात नहीं, आगे से नहीं होगा, धीरे धीरे.
It's very essential to follow the orders of God. God Himself is the biggest parent or teacher. He also becomes delighted when those who obey Him and rewards them with boons. Come, let's understand. Come, let's understand this aspect through story. Come, let's understand this aspect through story. A man was staying in a house which was near a mountain. He could see the mountain from his window. One day, God appeared and asked him, "Are you prepared to follow an instruction? Are you prepared to follow an instruction?" The man agreed. "Every day, you have to go and push the mountain." The man agreed. "Every day, you have to go and push the mountain." He began to do this every day. One day, the devil appeared and asked him, "Every day you are pushing this mountain, but it has not shifted even an inch from its place. You are wasting your energy without any reason. What do you think? You think you can move this mountain?" "Never." The man thought
The man thought that there is sense in what the devil said, but then immediately he thought, God has instructed me to do so and I will do obey. The man thought that there is sense in what the devil said, but then immediately he thought, God has instructed me to do so and I will obey. He continued to do so. One day, he was disheartened and thought, I am indeed pushing this mountain, but it's not moving. All my efforts have been in vain. At that time, God manifested himself in front of him and asked him, Child, why are you disheartened? I had merely asked you to push the mountain. I had merely asked you to push the mountain, not move it. I can shift it in a second. Saying this, God indicated with his hand and the mountain shifted. God told him, Look, do you know why I ordered you to push the mountain? Your efforts have not been useless. Take a look at your arms. See how much strength you have. Take a look at your arms. See how much strength you have, which earlier was not there. I had given you this order to fill you with energy and strengthen you. So children, did you see how God's orders have full of hidden blessings? Apparently, even though they appear to be hardly any benefit, but how much strength was accumulated in his muscles. That is why following God's instructions will always be beneficial to us. Okay, now you have understood whom you all have to obey. Let us depict this. Now, it's time to practice. For a second, sit in silence. क्या बोलना है जस्ट थिंक अबाउट दिस थॉट्स जस्ट लिसन टू इट एंड रियलाइज
जस्ट लिसन एंड फॉलो द थॉट्स
जस्ट लिसन एंड फॉलो द थॉट्स जस्ट लिसन एंड फॉलो द थॉट्स आई एम एन ओबीडियंट चाइल्ड I obey everyone's orders. I obey my parents. As they say, so I do. Immediately, I am receiving everyone's blessings. I am receiving blessings from my teachers. I am receiving blessings from God. I do things without waiting to be told. I do things without waiting to be told. I always say, oh yes, to any instruction. I want to become an angel. I want to become an angel. Now, it's your turn to practice this virtue in reality. How would you do this? This week,
every day. Do as many good deeds as you can and note them down. Have you understood? Have you understood your homework? Every day you have to do maximum good deeds so that your box, which is there with God, gets filled. Whatever good deed you do, please note it down in your notebook. As soon as you obey some instruction, you will immediately note it down in your notebook. For example, if mommy has instructed you to do something, you will note down that mommy has so instructed and you have followed it. Similarly, if you assist someone, do service to anyone, note it down. Thus, you have kept a daily account. If you commit a blunder or mistake through oversight, note that down also. It is not only that you do service if someone tells you to do something. Offer yourself and avail of the chance to do service. Sit beside your aged grandparents and ask them what service you can render, how you can assist them, whether they need anything. You have to make efforts to do good deeds so that your box gets filled at the earliest. You have to make efforts to do good deeds so that your box gets filled at the earliest. Okay, all of you think have to maximize your good deeds like John. All of you will do this homework, won't you? Okay, meet you next week.